Let's move on, and we want to talk with Jim in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Jim. You're on the air.
Hello, Doug.
Hi, Jim.
Thank you for taking my call. I do enjoy your show. I do have a question about the Sabbath. Is Saturday Sabbath keeping necessary for salvation?
Well, I wouldn't say that Saturday Sabbath keeping is necessary for salvation any more than I would say that it's required that a man have one wife to be saved, or that it's required that a person not steal to be saved. In other words, the Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments, and my approach towards the Sabbath commandment would be the same as the other nine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, are we keeping any commandment to be saved, or are we keeping the commandments because we are saved? Now, if I say I am saved, and I'm stealing, and I've got a wife on the East Coast and a wife on the West Coast, my relationship with the Lord is questionable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There will be people in heaven who had several wives because they did not know the truth regarding this. King David will be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Solomon, we expect, will be in heaven. Abraham, Jacob. That doesn't mean God condones polygamy. Is that right?
Indeed.
In the same way, there will be people in heaven who went to church on Sunday and maybe didn't go to church on any day because they didn't know about what day was the holy day. But when a person knows God's will in any of these areas and they say, I'm not going to do God's will, the Bible's clear in the New Testament. If we sin willfully after we receive a knowledge of the truth, there is no more sacrifice for sins.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone, whoever, contends that you can willingly break God's commandments and still be, exempt, that's not biblical. And that's
right.
my argument is, what does the Bible say?
Right. Okay.